And here is Jim Packard
with Town of the Week. The beginnings of this week's Colorado town can be traced to the Pikes Peak Gold Rush of 1859. Along with the gold seekers came merchants, farmers to provide the necessities of life. As Denver began to grow, the need arose to construct a series of ditches to carry water to farms and businesses that didn't have ready access to rivers or creeks. And among the engineers hired to lay out the system was Richard Sullivan Little of New Hampshire. Fell in love with the site of present-day Littleton, brought his wife Angeline West, and began farming. The Littles joined with several neighbors to build the Rough and Ready flour mill in 1867, providing a solid economic base for the community. Agriculture remained the staple industry until after World War II, beginning with electronics and pneumatics, moving to munitions, and finally to aerospace. Manufacturing became the important employer in Littleton, Colorado. Arapahoe Community College came along in 1965 and the Chatfield Reservoir in 1972. One of the top 10 local history museums in the country is the Littleton Museum, which includes two living history farms. When Littleton celebrated its centennial 20 years ago, it became the Arapahoe County seat, population more than 33,000. A famous cannibal in Colorado history, Alfred Packer, is buried in the Littleton Cemetery in our town of the week, Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, and the Flemings aren't home now. We had the Flemings all lined up, Lyle did, but they're not home right now.
So we could jump up and...
So, and we should point out that it wasn't Packard, was it, the cannibal?
It was P-A-C-K-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't change your family name after that incident, did you?
Nobody's told me that they did.
Yeah, yeah. They and did they actually cannibalize? Was that where it was, around Littleton?
Well, I don't think that he actually did it there, but I think that he was from there and buried there.
He didn't do it there?
I don't think so.
Where did he do it?
Up in Rocky someplace.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I'll pass that on.
The Flemings aren't home. I don't know. Do you know the Flemings from Littleton?
I don't know the Flemings, but why don't we throw the dart then for the next
live show?
We
could do that, but I'm wondering if there's anything else that you couldn't fit into the main body of your speech.
No, there's not.
That you couldn't work in and that you want to add at this time.
I really think that it's a beautiful community in Christmas time, and they decorate houses
that's
with
good.
All
that's
kinds
good.
Of
yes,
inflatables.
That's good. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it. Join us sometime if you haven't so far. You know our band over here, John and Jeff.